Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Welcome back. I tell you, we're coming off a really great weekend where we had an indulgence event in our office. And what we did was, it was a private event for a local fundraising club. And this group of women who really just give a lot of time to the community, we had them to our office to be indulged. So there was free brow waxing, free makeup consults, free nail care, free massages. And these women were talking about how they so frequently don't make time for themselves. You know, and the average woman there was mid-30s to mid-50s with children.
Yeah, I came at the end of it. It was like walking into a cloud of estrogen, basically. Well,
right. And what I was surprised about is, this is all women who have the time and the money, for the most part, you know, to give of themselves for the community, and would have, for the most part, resources to really take care of themselves to any extent that they want. But they oftentimes, we just, you know, we don't give ourselves the time because we're focused on the kids, we're focused on the family, we're focused on the house. And many of them, you know, focus on their work and their businesses.
You girls work hard.
We do. We work hard. And one thing I'm realizing over time is that making time to take care of yourself is so critical. So I actually brought an expert in today, and it happens to be Mike's wife, Elizabeth. You've heard us talk about Elizabeth quite a bit, and she's been on the show once, right? Elizabeth, you were here once with
us. I was here once before.
And what you may not know about Elizabeth is, she is one of the premier estheticians in New England. This is one busy lady, and she spends her career literally in an esthetician room, where she does facials and manicures and pedicures and waxing, you name it. She spends time with a lot of women, one-on-one, talking about self-care, talking about taking care of yourselves. So she knows really what's out there. She knows what's average. She knows women who have gone out of their way. And I believe Elizabeth exemplifies a woman who really takes care of herself. Do you get that often, Elizabeth? Like, oh, you know, I would think a lot of times people would just say, oh, you're just so lucky. You have great genetics.
Yes. Yeah, I do. But what people really don't realize about me is that I work really hard to take care of my skin, take care of my body, and I'm 53. I'm going to be 53.
And I tell you, you look like you're about
52, at least.
I was gonna say 43, maybe as young as 38.
Thank you.
What do you think? What do you
when
think,
I Dr. first Christina? Met Elizabeth at the office back in June, and she mentioned that she was going to see a new grandchild, I believe. I about fell over, and I asked Dr. Jenny how old you were, and I didn't believe it at all.
Oh,
yeah, I think
so
if
sweet.
I remember, we had to look up your file so I could prove it to her.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I have two little grandchildren. I have, my son is going to be 25, and my daughter's going to be 31.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. Because when I look at you, you have very little wrinkles. Your mm-hmm. face is very bright and clear with beautiful skin tone. You're in phenomenal shape.
Thank you.
I mean, what? How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Now, that's genetics right there, 5'9". Okay, yeah. We have to say, okay, you're blessed in that way. But 5'9", you're a size 6?
Yes.
Right? I mean, and you're toned.
Yes.
And, I mean, when you tell me the hikes you do and the runs that you do, you go running. I mean, it's like you could run circles around women in their 20s.
Yes, I can, and I have. And I do, and I want to. But
but that's the thing, is you want to, right?
Yes. Like, a lot of people think that they're, when they reach their late 30s, or, you know, after their late 30s, that their body just goes to hell, and that's just not true. It's just that you're not doing the right things. You haven't made the decision that you're going to not get the spongy belly or the kimono arms or the sagging jowls. You
kimono don't, arms?
Yeah, that's
is that
when
a technical term?
That's when the underarm of your tricep,
it flaps. Now I know
flaps.
The term for it.
And it's mm-hmm. very unattractive, and there's no need for it.
Well, obviously, and that would require muscle toning.
Yes,
so tell us what you do for exercise on, say, on a weekly basis.
I work out probably 6 days a week. I do a combination of weightlifting and aerobics. I do not spend money on a gym membership. I don't go to a gym. I have 4 sets of dumbbells, and
including me.
You're my 5th.
Oh, sorry.
No. I have 4 sets of dumbbells and a band, an exercise band that I use. I don't I have in the Insanity workout and the P90X workout, but I don't always use them. There are lots of free workout sites online, bodyrock.tv and Zuzana Light, their videos you can get. Mm-hmm. And then I like to be outside as much as I can.
Well, I know just this past 6 months or so, you started running, mm-hmm. and that made a big difference.
Yes, huge.
You've lost a lot. How much weight have you lost just this year?
15 pounds.
Wow.
And I wasn't overweight. No. But I just started to just shed a little extra, you know, mm-hmm. and dispel the myth that it's hard to lose weight when you're over 50, which it's not. It's just numbers.
Right.
You know, eat less than...
Yeah, you know, you track everything you eat, too.
I track everything I eat.
Yeah.
But the foundation of my fitness lifestyle, it is a lifestyle, is that I track everything I eat. I eat whole foods and I exercise every day.
Yeah. And you use an app on your phone for that, right?
Yes. I use MyFitnessPal. It's a free app. You go online. You don't need a smartphone. You go online, you sign up, and it tracks all your food. And
it's kind of a community too, isn't it?
You can use it. You can get support there if you choose, but you don't have to. Everybody needs to find out what their total daily energy expenditure is, so you know what your baseline is. If you don't know what you're reaching for, you don't know what your goals are. So you need to know what your total daily energy expenditure is and then go from there. So what your body needs to take in for calories, and then that's your baseline.
Did you find that out through that app?
No, I just did research. You know, I want to know what I'm doing.
So what I'm hearing is what worked for you is to really make a science out of what you burn in a day, then how much you take in a day, and it motivates you
right.
to exercise and to eat well. But I have to say, I mean, yesterday I spent some time with you and you commented that you had a little bit of chocolate. Mm-hmm. I've seen you drink some wine.
Yep.
I dare say, was it possible when we went to dinner a while back, you had a little bit of bread?
Yeah, yes. We dine out.
Right. So it's not that you are so strict that you're not enjoying yourself.
No, I don't obsess over food because I think that's worse. Mm-hmm. I do not obsess over food. But I do spend a good deal of time in the morning preparing my food for the day. And I eat whole food.
Right, so, you were saying that for lunch you'll put a sweet potato in the toaster oven and then mm-hmm. bring some.
You do spend a lot of time in the morning preparing your meal.
I choose to.
And I have like an old crusty piece of bread.
That's not true. I choose to spend time on things, but if I don't have time, I have backups. So like I'll get up in the morning, I'll throw a sweet potato in the oven, I'll let it bake while I'm getting ready, I'll throw a sweet potato in my lunch bag with a whole avocado that I just cut up at work, you know, a whole cucumber. You don't have to have a bunch of fancy stuff, you know, you just throw a bunch of whole foods in your bag and you're ready to go.
It does take a little bit of thought and time though.
It does. Well, like I said, if I have the time, I do it. If I don't, there's shortcuts.
Yeah.
Well, and what I'm hearing too is that you've put time into developing strategies and the processes that work for you.
They're processes that you have to develop. You have to make a decision that you're going to do it. And it's a foundation for your body. And for me, it's not self-care, it's self-love. And I have a lot of people mm-hmm. that depend on me. I have grandchildren, I have children, I have aging parents, I have a grandmother. And it's selfish. And you too.
Hello.
But people depend on me. No,
well, and your clients, I mean.
My client, I'm so in love with my clients. And people look up to me. I can't give advice if I'm not doing what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't. But you have to make the decision to take care of yourself. I know women that spend more money taking care of their BMW or their Mercedes than they do their own body. And that's going to be in the trash heap in 10 years.
Right. Or you wait until your body's fallen apart and then you rely on a facelift.
Or medication.
Or a tummy tuck or medication.
Medication. Yeah. I know, you know, there's so many things that you can do to stay off medication. But you know what my one of my main motivators is?
What?
Like, I want, like, when Mike and I go out, you know, I want him to be proud of me. I want him to be excited to see me and I want to have the energy to be with him, not just, you know, let myself get, you know, the big belly and the saggy
neck.
Which
is good because I have my eyes on like a 23-year-old, I
think.
Yeah,
good luck with that at your place.
Okay.
So. Did you just say that?
Yeah. I was kidding, of course. Right. I was kidding.
So this is interesting because before we started this segment, we were just sitting around talking. Dr. Christana, who is the youngest of us three, was basically saying, I don't have a self-care program,
she's
right?
She's a baby.
Yes, that's correct.
And then Elizabeth said, well, how old are you?
I'm 32.
And this is what's interesting is because, you know, when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I really didn't either. And now that I'm just turning 40, I'm seeing how there is definitely like a fork in the road. Mm-hmm. You hit a moment, and I'm not even sure I'm fully there yet, but you hit a moment somewhere in your early to mid 40s that you make a decision, okay, I'm just going to succumb to being older and I'm going to gain 10 pounds every decade. Is that what the average is? And yep. I'm going to, you know, get my muscles going to turn into fat and I'm going, you know, get some wrinkles, or you decide, okay, I'm going to work harder to be the best that I can be.
I'm going to fight the good fight.
Well, when I was Kristana's age, I didn't have a self-care program either. I was like a mad woman. I had little children. I had, I could do a lot and I looked good. But my grandmother, who's 92, and she's so beautiful. I just visited her.
I've seen pictures. She is beautiful.
She taught me so much about taking care of myself when I was little. She lives in the South, and when I'd go down there to visit her, I'd be playing outside, she'd always call me in at like 11 o'clock and she'd say, honey, you got to come in now. You can't be out in that midday sun. We don't want your skin to darken.
Was it the Southern accent?
Yep, okay. She's from the South.
Okay, so here's my thought though. So Dr. Kristana, I think you actually have way more self-care than you realize, because pretty much every weekend, what's your value? Being busy or
food? I make sure that on the weekends, because that's the only time I really have the time, that I spend a lot of time preparing food for myself for the week, much like Elizabeth.
That's where you're doing it.
And you value having your alone time to recharge. I mean, that's total self-care.
That is number one on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're doing it. You just don't know it.
And I think intuitively you're figuring out, you know, what your body, because you've said to me several times, what my body needs right now is I need to go home and I need to rest and have my downtime. And, you know, it's listening to what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's get really, really practical. Let's talk about all the ways that we can take care of ourselves. And as a listener, I'm wanting you to have those ding, ding, ding moments where you think that's what I want to focus on, so we can actually have some strategies come out of today.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So we're back from break, and what I'd like to do is take a moment to really define what we mean by self-care. When I think of self-care, and we're speaking specifically for women today, it's how you take care of yourselves on a physical and emotional level that allows you to feel good about yourself, allows you to function and look your best. So really, for me, it's the first step in healthcare. You know, if I'm really getting my sleep, I'm eating well, I'm exercising, that's my first strategy in making sure I don't get sick,
that
I can get well fast. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's my health care.
It's my health care, too.
Yeah. It's not waiting until something falls apart, then going to the doctor.
Correct.
I take action.
I don't think it hurts to have a little vanity either.
Well, and that's part of it, especially if it helps you feel confident and good about yourself.
Sure,
so absolutely. It could include, say, manicures and, you know, making a nice hairstyle, if that's part of your confidence and making you feel good.
From a chiropractic standpoint, I can say that one of the most attractive things about Elizabeth is her posture.
Yes.
When I look at her, you can tell like her neck is long and she holds her head up very high, and that confidence and that symmetry and that structure, that's one of the things that makes her so attractive to me as a chiropractor, but also I'm sure to other women and men.
Well, and Elizabeth, you've been getting adjusted weekly at least for how many years now?
Like 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. You've been working on your spine,
right,
to take care of it. You've been taking that as seriously as you take your skin or your body weight.
Yeah, I think I always tell my clients that my body work that I get done is I'll never give it up.
Yeah, because you get massages and you get Rolf.
And I get adjusted.
Yeah.
And it's really important. You know what I think a really important thing is for women that that are younger and in their late 30s or even Kristana's age is to find a mentor.
Yes.
An older woman that looks good and just be your friend. I have a mentor.
You do? Who's your mentor?
My mentor is my stepmother, Peggy.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she's always, honey, don't forget to color those grays.
She is. She's beautiful. Yeah. She's, well, we won't say how old she is.
No, I won't.
And it's not angry. Just genetics?
No. No. She works for it. Yes, she does.
My mentor for the past decade is Dr. Jenny.
Oh.
She taught me everything about health without ever having to instruct me, just by being someone that I wanted to look like. When I met her, she was my age. And I remember thinking, I want to be as fabulous as her when I'm 32.
I think a lot of people think that way about you.
I do have to say, Dr. Kristina, I've known you for about 10 years, right? Eight to 10 years.
Yep.
You look younger and healthier now than you did when I met you.
I agree with that. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
This is such a love fest.
And you're emotionally the healthiest and strongest you've ever been.
I agree with that too. Thank you.
So you got some pointers over there, Jenny?
I do. Let's
talk. So I can start looking better? I know that's probably impossible, but it's okay.
Extensions, Mike. Get some extensions.
Think
so I heard a rumor that Mike got his new driver's license and under hair color, he put bald.
I asked him. They said put bald down. So I did. You guys make fun. Wait till I go get hair plugs.
You've streamlined your hair regimen. Okay. Yep. That's the way to do it. Okay, so let's just start making a list of ideas. And again, we're looking for that ding, ding, ding to help give you a thought of maybe where you can put more time and energy. Buying and consuming less food with sugar.
No sugar.
Yeah.
Processed food.
No processed foods. Mm-mm. I mean, if you look at your shopping cart, it should be mostly foods that you've put in bags that are from the fruit vegetable aisle.
Did you know that sugar makes you retain water and makes you puffy?
And it makes dark circles under your eyes.
Yes, and mucus as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have a bit of a sweet tooth. I notice you're starting to get out of that.
I have
a tip.
What's your tip?
Okay.
If you have a sweet tooth like I do, buy fresh raspberries and blackberries and put them in a little bowl and just put a little natural sweetener on them and have those instead.
Nature's candy.
Yes. The other thing you can do is get frozen fruit, like frozen mangoes or frozen peaches, and put them in a bowl. And as they start to melt a little bit, they have that wonderful consistency and they taste like a delicacy.
But don't overdo fruit either. So.
That's true. And sometimes if we're craving sugar, we just need a little bit of protein. Mm-hmm. Like a small handful of nuts will take care of the craving. Okay, so on a side note then, buying and consuming more vegetables.
Yes.
Just making that a priority. Let's see. Weekly bubble bath.
Or a bath with essential oils.
Or if you need to pull out excess hormones, apple cider vinegar is good. If you have sore muscles, you can use Epsom salts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. You put 2 cups of whatever it is you're adding to water. If you feel acidic, like you have cold sores, or you've been sick, you can add fresh lemon to the water.
Yeah.
How about a bath with your husband? Wouldn't that be therapeutic?
Yes.
Actually, okay. Yes, it would be.
All right. Just throwing it in there.
One thing I notice is that a lot of women just don't get great sleep. And when they start wearing an eye mask at night, it blocks out the light. It lets your hormones regulate and you are more well rested.
I have a tip for sleeping.
Yeah.
I have my own room.
That's right.
And it's nothing against my husband. Because I love him dearly. You know that, right?
We obviously have time together before
you
go into your room.
We have conjugal visits.
What do you mean? Can you draw me a picture?
Now, this is quite phenomenal because you guys have one of the most intimate, amazing relationships I know.
Yes.
But you must have found that that allows you to have better sleep, right?
Yes. I can't sleep with him because of his schedule, for one thing. And how do you feel about that, honey?
That's fine. I don't blame you because I'll wander in at 11 and watch TV for a while, and she's trying to sleep, and she gets up early in the morning. Sometimes I don't have to.
Yeah.
So you figured out what works for you,
right?
Yeah.
I recently just started wearing an eye mask, and it has changed everything about how I wake up.
Really?
Oh yeah. I went from a bear to a bunny when I wake up in the morning, and I don't have heavy drapes in my bedroom. I just kind of have the blinds. So the sunlight comes in, and even just the street lamp that's outside my window was apparently interrupting my hormones while I was sleeping, and it has changed how well I sleep so much.
See, I'd be afraid I would strangle myself with it. Maybe it's just me.
I'm afraid for you too, Mike.
Okay,
I'm afraid
all right.
for you. It does help regulate menstrual cycles. You tend to have more even melatonin, meaning you sleep more regularly through the night. You feel more well rested. It's a great tool to use.
And it's so Hollywood, you know? You look like such a star wearing those things.
Another great idea about sleep is reading before bed versus watching TV or being on the computer. It really changes your brain waves. It changes your eye strain. Reading allows your body to more naturally go into a state of sleep.
I have a question about that, Dr. Jenny.
Yes.
If I read on the Kindle on my iPad.
Don't do it.
Because the light coming off of the iPad is similar enough to watching TV.
Or your phone. If you get up in the even like at 10 o'clock and look at your phone, you just ruined your night's sleep.
I agree, which is so hard. You know, I'm already in the habit of before bed, I want to look at my phone and double check.
We all do.
My emails. And,
yeah, we all do.
Yeah, I've been trying to just completely avoid it. I've actually been, one strategy is I charge my phone in a completely different room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another thing. Is spending time with people you love can be part of self-care. You know, if you find being around certain people just makes you feel good, you can do that in ways that don't cost money, or very little money.
I think it's huge.
Having a monthly potluck with friends, where it's just a set first Saturday of the month, or having time with your woman friends, your girlfriends, and just saying, let's get together and give each other manicures and pedicures, or have a closet party where everyone brings 10 or 20 items from their closet that they're willing to give up, accessories, shoes, clothes, and everyone swapping. You know, finding fun ways to spend time with other women that where you're taking care of yourself and socializing in ways that aren't just shopping. We tend to want to shop for entertainment, and it's a habit that really isn't good on the budget, and we could be doing other things. Another swap you can do is a babysitting swap. I've done this with neighbors and with friends where once a month they take your kids overnight, once a month you take their kids. It's another great idea to take care of yourself.
When my kids were growing up, well, actually, we still do this. Mike and I had a date night every Friday night.
Yeah.
Yes, scheduling it. And that may be a date night with a spouse or partner. It may be a lunch date with a sister or friend.
Yeah. And we never gave it up, and everybody knew it, and they'd never do anything to sabotage that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because people want to support that.
Because that's part of self-care, is keeping a connection with your mate.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as an esthetician, what can you say about skincare, Elizabeth?
Well, one of the things that I do, and it's really inexpensive, is I use coconut oil on my body.
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, it's so good.
So wonderful.
It's so inexpensive, and it's so healthy for you.
Just a jar of coconut oil. You can leave it on your counter. It's actually even a natural skincare.
Yes.
And it smells
great.
For
sun care, it's naturally, it helps the sun not burn if you use it for sun care.
And I deal with all kinds of women that have different budgets, and you can spend a lot of money on your skin or you can budget it out over the year. I recommend going to a skincare professional, having her look at your skin and giving you recommendations on what you need. Because a lot of women just buy stuff and it's not right for them.
Right.
And sometimes more expensive products really are less expensive because you use less of them.
Yes.
So the better products are concentrated. Mm-hmm. And then I have clients that come in with the change of seasons and get facials and get recommendations. Mm-hmm. And if you have a good esthetician, she'll give you recommendations that are within your budget and not what you're using. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of pushing products, tons of product on people. You know that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and I've always believed that your skin is a reflection of your stress and your diet.
Right.
And I've noticed the cleanses that we've done in the office, one of the most common comments that someone will get when they're eating better and eating whole foods and not processed foods is that people will say your skin looks so good. So knowing that your skin first is healthy from the inside out. And then oftentimes an esthetician is there to repair damage that's been done in the past.
And the first thing that I do when I see someone is I want to know what they're eating, what their stress level is, what their relationships are like, and what they're eating. And then they may beg me for product, and I'll say, well, you're going to have to do this for 3 weeks. And one of the things I tell everybody is eat a cup of butternut squash every day. And they look at me and they're like, well, I didn't come here for that. I said, well, you came here for help with your skin and this is what you need.
What does butternut squash do?
It has a lot of vitamin A. Did you know that people that have the most vitamin A in their blood that have been tested are the healthiest and live the longest?
Really?
And butternut squash is probably the highest vegetable of vitamin A, and it helps acne.
Well, when you think about vegetables, the different colors have different nutrients. Just, you know, we know carrots have vitamin A, similar. Right. Again, they're orange in color. And the more different color vegetables we have, we know we're getting more different essential nutrients.
You need the foundation, but people are stubborn. Hey, you know, talk about vegetables. That and those renewal greens that you have in your office, they saved my life.
We were talking about that. Yeah, the greens.
Oh. Yeah, because if I'm in a hurry, I just put those in water. But sometimes I add that to my green smoothie to give it a boost. Mm-hmm. But people are stubborn. They don't want to change their diet. And you have to if you want to be healthy and you want to look good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, it's not that you have to wait till you're in your mid-40s. You know, no. The smartest person from a very, very young age starts living and eating this way. So they're not waiting until they're at a stage where they have to work on repairing. They're
right.
Just
and your up. Body processes. I know that for myself, my body processes food differently now. So I have to think about what I'm going to be doing. What I can't have drink a lot of alcohol, and I don't. I can't have a lot of salt because it makes me puffy and mm-hmm. sluggish. So
we don't want you puffy and sluggish.
Well, and we don't have time to talk about all the aspects of self-care, but just to throw out more ideas to reflect on. Oftentimes we know what our body likes. It's just a matter of getting back to doing something. For example, in the past, you may have noticed that when you were regularly deep breathing or meditating or praying, maybe in the past, if you remember when you were regularly in nature, you were actually going for walks in the woods. You may remember in the past that when you had that special smoothie every morning with all the nutrients in it, you felt really good.
I'm just thinking of something right now that's really, really healthy. And I'm looking at Kristana, and she has her dog here.
Yes. And Kaiser's just sleeping right in her lap.
Kaiser's the man.
Did you know that you're releasing the same hormone that nursing women release when they're nursing their babies right now?
I believe that. He is my baby.
And your dog is getting the same hormones as well.
Well, when you were talking about kids and spending time with loved ones, that's kind of my special thing that I try to do every day to make me happy is play with my dog. He cracks me up. Yeah. And that is it's absolutely free. Great stress relief for both of us. And
it's been proven that living with a dog really is, people that have dogs are healthier. Don't comment on this, Mike.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm just saying it'd be really good today.
No, I love talking to my son on the phone. That makes me
I
so
know
happy.
You do. I can tell.
Well,
having Kaiser at the office, the patients who just, I mean, they love, I think now they come in to see the dog, and then the adjustment's just a side thing that they do when they come in.
Whatever's good for business, Jenna.
I pay you money to see Kaiser.
It doesn't have to be your own dog.
You're right.
You know, if you but you know, having him at the office is helping your patients.
Exactly.
It's the hormonal.
It's the love. Yeah. Well, and to close, maybe one of the most helpful things that we can do for self-care is to practice being in a state of gratitude.
Right.
And we feel those feelings when we're with loved ones and when we're with pets. And we can consciously make a decision to wake up and focus on what we're grateful for, to go to bed focusing on what we're grateful for, to express our gratitude to people we care about. You know, just pick somebody today. Okay, who do I want to show gratitude today? You know, I called my brother this morning because it's his birthday. And because it was his birthday is what prompted me to call him, which I don't call him super often. He lives in a different part of the country. And I just left this long message about how grateful I was that he was my brother. And you know what? I felt so good. And then I got off
the
phone.
He did too.
I know, I got off the phone. I'm like, I need to call somebody else. And then I called my friend Melissa in Omaha and left her a sweet message. And then I called my mom and I got her on. And I just, like, as soon as you start, you just want to be in that state of gratitude. And it's just making a decision to do that.
It is. It's true. I make a decision. Sometimes I feel, you know, in the morning I don't have the energy, or I kind of like am a little off or whatever. But I just get up and I just make the decision that I'm going to, you know, stay centered and do what I need to do, because I always feel better when I do that.
In the office, Dr. Kristana and I really make a concerted effort to be in a state of gratitude before we start our adjusting shifts.
Always.
Yes. I do the same thing. I do a clearing, energy clearing, and I really, every morning I meditate on the clients that I want to be seeing.
Yeah.
So they feel that energy. I don't walk into work, and I know you don't, Kristana, with a bunch of stuff.
No.
That's following me.
Well, and like you take care of your body. And it's the same idea. People say, why does it feel so good in your office? Or why is it you're always happy? These are decisions.
They're decisions.
So my goal for you, listener, is that you have that ding, ding, ding where you think, I just want to get back to that. Or I remember when I used to do that now. And even if it's just one thing, just something that will make you feel like you're taking better care of yourself. And like we were saying, self-love, because as you love yourself, you're able to have more people feel loved around you. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Christina. Very fun. And even Mike, thank you.
Hi. Yeah, thank you.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.